What's up, y'all? What's up? It's Lex.
Yo, it's your boy Zay.
What's up? So the topic today, y'all, is trauma. We all know what trauma is, and how do we overcome it, though? And are we still facing it to this day? And what I mean is, we're all different ages. So from the trauma in the past as a kid or as a teen, how are we facing that and overcoming it today? Or have you overcame it?
That's a good point. Good point to put on there. Trauma. It's definitely hard to face. It's a challenge. And I personally feel like when people try to overcome it, it's like they get locked. They like lock themselves. Like
they shut down.
Yeah, they shut down. And it's like they don't know where to start. They don't know
where
to start
at.
Yeah. Like, they don't know where to start from that.
And just to, like, spin off of that, like, I got taken from birth. I grew up in foster homes. At that, five of them. And I'm going to be honest. I just came to realization that I've been neglected. And I'm 28 years old. And it was told to me today from someone that specialized in this field to recognize that, to say that you're also still to this day traumatized and you shut yourself down because you're so scared of being
right.
put out, or you're so scared of being dismissed
right.
because
right.
all your life you've been being dismissed.
Right.
I see, like, it have came a long way where now, like, it's hard to let people in because you know they're gonna leave.
Yeah, you're so close. Yeah.
So how am I, the goal of today, like, how am I facing that? How is Lex facing that? And what is she doing? Like, what am I doing to, like, work on that and not let that hold me back from my goals or my dreams of today? Well, I'm working on myself. I'm spending more time with myself, and I am getting out to do things that I actually want to do first. It's all about what Lex want to do first in order to, like, once I know myself, I feel like I can't be tore down so fast. Because at the time, I was just easily tore down or disappointed or ready to be disappointed.
Right.
And when I got to, like, learn myself and spend more time with myself, I started loving who I am and I worked on myself. I didn't wake up and just, okay, love yourself and get out there in the field. And no, I had to learn what can I do, how can I do it in a time, like, in a way that I will enjoy it just for me. Stop considering other people, you know?
Right. Don't think, yeah.
And just to, like, speed that along, I'm willing to accept it. I'm willing to accept that if someone do go, let them go. And don't let that hold you back or tear you up.
Right.
And when it comes to, like, even my family, of being away from them, how do I face them? Well, I just be my natural self. And you're going to get that negative feedback, comments, left and right. It's just I have to learn, once again, when I took that time to myself, I know who I am. So I'm like, okay, that's not no longer me. I can... You know, that's no longer me. So what did I do? I journal, meditate. I'm a professional dancer, so I love to dance, guys. All right, y'all. I'm spinning on you, my man.
No, definitely. Lex is definitely, you know, she's definitely speaking facts, because I feel like even when she said, like, try to focus on yourself, like, if you're doing positive, people going to say stuff about you. Negative, people going to say stuff about you, period. And that's just... life. That's when people just don't. People just gonna talk. So you can do good or bad.
So Zay, like, what is a thing that you experienced? Like, something that happened, and now, like, you recognize it, and now you're putting the work to it. What is something that you can also relate to and connect with?
So definitely, I'm a content creator. You know, dancer like Lex and actor.
What?
And for me, just growing up, I always kind of, like, was kind of putting things to the side. Like, nah, I shouldn't do it now. But I think I started feeling like that because,
like,
of,
was,
like,
you scared?
Yeah, I was definitely, especially acting. Like,
what was you scared of?
Of just, I don't know what
being
people.
Judged?
Yeah, being judged or what. People would say, I don't know. I was just new, just like, I'm looking at everybody else like, they awesome, and I'm just like, no, so nobody knows me. So you feel like
he wasn't good enough?
Yeah.
So definitely. How did you like? Okay, how are you working on that today?
I definitely.
Or.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Overcome it definitely because I love acting. You know, I do skits. I did musical plays. I went to acting school for like a year. I love what I do now. Like, I'm all
he's
out.
He's cool, guys. So, like, he's well-known on TikTok. He's not giving him the clout that he deserves. But nah. He's well-known on TikTok. Yes.
I appreciate it. Nah, but I overcame things because I'm just like, yeah. We live on Earth. Like, Earth is so small compared to the whole freaking space. Like, who cares? Like, just do you. Be you. Like.
And I have to just touch base on that.
Mm-hmm.
We live every day, but we only get one life. So I had to choose my battles. Where, like, are you going to allow someone to lead your path? Are you going to listen? Are you going to follow the path that your birthright? Like, you're going to follow your birthright, your happiness, what you love to do. I feel mm-hmm. like your birthright is your happiness. You love to dance,
mm-hmm.
and right, in order right. to overcome that, you have to like believe in yourself. And not only believe in yourself, you have to just not care what people think.
Exactly.
And like exactly. how long that takes to like, I mean, I'm still working on that too, but that's not going to stop me from getting out there to give it a chance.
Right. Now. Definitely got to keep giving it a chance. Like, your own person, your family, your mom, dad, whoever around you, they going to see different. Some people can just see different things from what you see, but it's only you.
They want you to be right. in there. They feel okay, and I can also touch base on that uh-huh. too, because I like they don't so, want you in a field that they feel like you won't make it.
Right,
in.
Right.
That's one thing I can honestly say.
That exactly.
Because when I started rapping, I didn't know you guys. I was 14, okay, rapping, and my family just thought it was all jokes. But then when I got to perform it, the audience didn't think it was all jokes. Mm-hmm. They put their hands up and like they was like, oh my god. Yep.
You gotta do it first, people, and then they will see you later.
And what was my, like, what scared me the most at that moment? It was really my family. Because when I got out there on that stage, these people didn't see none of that. They just like, oh my God, this girl is good. She's talented. Oh yeah, like, you know, they like, what?
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
You won't know until you know, until you get out there exactly, in the field. So right. I'm like, okay.
Right. Forget what people say. Do you? Focus on you.
Yes, yes.
Because only you can make yourself happy. Everybody else is just... keep them, they gonna see when you shine, definitely. Your mom and dad can be like, no, you should do this, and I don't think you should do it. You don't think I'm not living for you. That's you. Yes, you're my mom and her dad, but I'm not living for you. I'm trying to get myself together. I know what I want to do, so definitely
and
focus on that. You got to start somewhere and keep going. Like, be around people that just want to motivate, and like, be around people that's keep you happy and motivated, and like, go ahead, do your thing, don't stop.
All right, y'all, thank you for kicking it with us. All right, I'm Lex Vision, go ahead and follow me everywhere. All right, my man is Zay.
Yo, boy Zay, follow me on everywhere on official Zaytona.
All right, follow him. All right, thank you guys, we out of here.